The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your input, always welcome here, even conservatives. 844-967-2789. We barely screen them, but it ain't the First Amendment. You know, we still have the right to refuse service to anyone, and I mean especially you, George. You know, welcome if you are not named George. 844-967-2789. I don't think Republicans quite understand the whole theory of a free press and a First Amendment. We may come back to this Ruth Marcus opinion piece at the Washington Post, but another intriguing headline. Rudy Giuliani attacks fascist Fox News for not inviting him on. They seem frightened of George Soros.
What?
Well, they're
are you kidding? And he
afraid
brought up
of
Soros?
George Soros.
He brought up what a loser! That's the I have scraped the bottom of the barrel of all the excuses and whining and crap that I have on the right wing, and now I have all I have left is complaining about George Soros. That's so sad.
Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Monday attacked Fox News. Foxy News. I just appeared on. You know that
they're getting more liberal by the second.
Finish station. Attacked Fox News for no longer inviting him on their programs. So, literally, Crudy has appeared more recently than Rudy Giuliani on Fox News. While appearing on Real America's Voice, the former New York mayor said that Fox News was ungrateful to him for support he'd given them throughout the years and said it was wrong. He was no longer part of, you know, a regular on the network. They forget their friends pretty damn fast, Giuliani charged.
You thought they were your friends.
The thing I resent most is they won't tell me why. I'm not being told why. I'm not being allowed on.
These people complain about the Kardashians, don't they? Anyway.
A little bit more here. In fact, Fox News reportedly stopped having Giuliani on because his false statements about Dominion voting systems were leaving them liable in defamation lawsuits. $1.6 billion and counting that meter's running, Rudy. You chipping in on that one? A little bit more. I don't know. They seem very frightened of George Soros. Because I've seen other people interrupted and basically taken off because of George Soros.
No, because they brought up the January 6th thing. That's when they get cut off of Fox News.
That will get you cut off, apparently, at least on the Sunday programs. But it leaves me kind of in a quandary about why they're playing the fascist game. 844-967-2 what is our number? 967-2789. My brain hasn't left Las Vegas yet. Ken Bob, my favorite Ken Bob from Daily Phil, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, well, I give you a lot of credit for bringing up January 6th. I think that there is some there. Country C, but mass riots, mass action, defying the rule of law, pushing the cops around like they were just nothing, and large part getting away with it, and then half of the our authority figures are saying, oh, well, you know, they're being treated too bad. Oh, man. Oh, they're patriots. You know, how many other people are going to say, well, yeah, sure, I ripped off a Lowe's and everything, but you know, I didn't smear feces on the wall of the Capitol. You know, I just think we've got some Rubicon there.
Well, at
Go
least
ahead.
Ken Bob, how do you respond to that precisely, man? I appreciate your call. I'm gonna sneak a few more in here this hour. 844-967-2789. Tom from Madison. Tom, was it your birthday, man? Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was yesterday, the day after Christmas. And when I was growing up, my grandmother's birthday was the day before. So I grew up thinking that Christmas was a three-day weekend. It was pretty awesome.
My brother is a Christmas baby, and I called him on Christmas and said, this calls for both Christmas and your birthday.
Yeah, there was a cartoon on the web is the wise men coming to Jesus and saying, okay, now don't forget, this is for your birthday and for Christmas.
I've seen that one. Clever. Tom, any political thoughts, man? A little bit short on time. Don't mean to be brusque with you.
Listen, first of all, kudos for the job you did on Fox News. That was great. Making them cut you off is a pretty good accomplishment. But I'm really so sick of the whining of the right-wing snowflakes when it comes to free speech. There is free speech, but there's no freedom from consequences when you say these things. They seem to be trapped in a middle school child kind of world where they think they can do everything they want, and then they're surprised when there's consequences. And it's just sad. But, hey, congrats, man. It was a really good show on Fox.
Thanks, Tom. You know, luckily I made it back to the hotel. Could be laying in the middle of I-15 right now. I will not go back on Fox News without a car. I make you that pledge. One more, at least, this segment, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you always leave me short in terms of time. You should ask Bob Barr about it. Has he cheated on his current wife? Because he was one of the ones that was going after Clinton that was, you know, busily having...
Mark, maybe I would have had some of that, you know, Oppo research had I even known I was on a panel with Bob Barr. You know, when you don't even know who you're on with, it's hard to cast aspersions about whether or not the guy cheated on a wife or two.
Yeah, and it's sad that they complain about cancel culture, but didn't they cancel culture you when you tried to bring up something actual to talk about rather than you know, asking you about snatch and grab crime, which has been going on, you know, forever, but the media just seems to, well, let's talk about this now, and it's a crime that's been going on, you know, in the past, and it's going to go on in the future, and, you know, it's so probably no worse now than it was back, you know, back some years ago.
Well, it's just a different tactic of organized crime, this snatch and grab. Yeah. I mean, it really has affected a handful of cities. And it is not a problem that should reach the desk of the president of the United States. And the fact that Fox News is wasting time on it on a Sunday is only just so they can beat the crap out of Biden.
Yeah, and then beat the crap out of poor Crudy, who's one of the, you know, that one of the sole Wisconsin voices on the radio media that's talking up to him. I mean, that we just have your station, that's it. I mean, pretty much. And it's just ridiculous that Fox News is... they're cowardly. I mean, you know, talk about real issues. If you're Fox News and you're brave and want to talk about the news, then talk about actual news rather than the crap they tried to talk about and sabotage you and ambush you with this crap. I mean,
Mark, no doubt. And, you know, the fact that Joe Manchin had gone on with Brett Baer earlier that Sunday, I mean, there was plenty to talk about. The death of the Build Back Better, or at least the death of the current incarnation of the Build Back Better, well, that's an important subject. And that affects a lot of Americans. But smash and crash, whatever, crime? No, not really. You know, it's just something to cast aspersions at the current president on. What about the crimes of the former president? He's the biggest criminal in this nation. Come back! A fine co-devil, Harvey K. Hour 2 is next.
What has happened to us? What has happened to us?
If you're living a life that's a lie,
right?
If you're not honest, it's a character issue.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.